You ready?
Every single morning when I wake up.
Yo, 1-2, yeah.
Something I listen to on my way to work to get hyped up.
I love it so much.
99.7 now.
First thing I wake up to, like, last thing I hear, you know?
This is good radio.
Oh, my God. Am I really on the show?
Stand by.
Turn it up.
3, test. 2, let's go.
Please welcome Big Bay Mornings.
Oh, well, survived another weekend. Barely. We made
What's up with that raspy voice over there?
It's my party girl voice, and I blame you all 100% for that. Man, wow. What a great weekend it was. So, hi. Good morning, everybody. Yes, it is Big Bay Mornings live on your radio. My name is Benny. I'm halfway here. Good morning, Greg.
Good morning.
Hi, Nikki.
Hi, Benny.
Producer Art.
Yo.
I'm happy you're alive,
me
sir.
Too. Me too. Me too. From what I'm hearing about this party, I'm lucky to be alive.
So, you know, listen, it's the roaring 20s, right? Let's just face it. We've been locked in the house. We're coming out, and we're just going 1,000 miles per hour. We're partying and living our best life. So we had a little Big Bay Mornings barbecue at Greg's house on Saturday. It was a lovely afternoon, a little birthday celebration. And it just went from 0 to 1,000 in like maybe 30 minutes.
I mean, it started out so calm, though.
It
started out so calm. Everybody's just sitting outside, basking in the sun, enjoying a cocktail. And then it went from that to the hangover.
Like, it really was. Tigers in bathrooms.
I mean, yeah.
Jumping into hot tubs. Poor Art tumbled down Greg's outdoor wooden stairs. These are very steep stairs, and there's probably about 20 of them. And Art just did like 5 somersaults down these stairs. Just boom, 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 boom. Landed head first. And I'm like, and I'm the only one that saw this. And everyone else was inside, and I'm like, oh, my God. And then Art pops up like nothing happened. What's up, dude? He comes over to me, I'm like, bro, sit down. Like, do I need to call 911 right now? Like, he's bleeding out of his head. I'm like,
so
are
Benny's
you
now,
okay?
Benny, I think, has only been over here twice, and he's now seen 2 people fall down those stairs.
Yeah. Last time I was over, Greg fell down the stairs. And then, yeah. Oh my God, look at this.
Look
bruises.
At the bruise.
Whoa.
Yeah. There's one on my butt I didn't even realize until earlier this morning.
I'm putting up those little baby gates or kids.
Yeah, I need that.
Those stairs are too steep. People go tumbling down there.
It was so bad. I was so scared for this dude. And then I rolled in. I'm telling you guys, Greg's like, welcome to the club. I'm like, bro, like this guy.
Benny was the only one that cared. Just know, Art, that Benny was quite concerned about you. There was nothing I could do. I was like, don't call the ambulance right now. I think he's okay.
Well, I didn't even feel it until yesterday. Like, I had no idea something like that had happened.
You and your girlfriend, and then Bridget spent most of the day on the floor. Every time I looked over, the poor girl's on her ass. I mean, what's happening?
We are lightweights. We'll just put that out there.
They definitely don't. I said that to Mark the next day. I was like, well, Bridget, Vanessa and Art, those three don't really drink very much.
They
don't really cocktail it up.
There was a moment that the three of us were standing in the kitchen looking at everyone else going, oh, yeah, we are not the same.
Yeah. Greg, Nikki, and I were standing there like, yeah, we're cut from the same cloth. These three are then cut from the same cloth.
Hey.
I mean, yeah, my wife, Vanessa, and Bridget, I thought they were going to make out at some point. I thought they were going to be together. And Art was excited, and he was trying to get involved.
That's not true.
No, I was trying to make out with you the whole time, Benny.
He was, too. He was chasing me around. Yes,
you were.
Are you serious?
Yes.
I really don't remember that.
Art, you are in love with Benny. Vanessa is in love. Well, Vanessa kind of love hates you, Benny, side note. She like love hates you. She would look at you in your eyes and be like, you're so cute. I want to kill you. I was like, oh my God.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. It was so fun, though. Greg, thank you for hosting.
Yes.
It was awesome.
You are welcome. And at one point, I just want to point out, and it's not the neighbor I normally complain about, but the side neighbor, he was staring out of his window, just standing there staring at us.
Like, I saw him. He scared me.
Weirdo.
Well,
he wanted to come over.
No.
I think it was Art, that's why. Art was standing. He was probably dancing outside.
It was like out of a horror movie. It's like when, you know, Mike Myers is standing there staring in your window. Like, it was like, mind your business. He normally sits in that chair and reads a book. So I think we were disturbing his book reading that afternoon.
Oh, well, I'm pretty sure all of San Francisco heard us on Saturday. We were loud, for sure.
It went from being, like, very calm. I'm telling you, the first hour was very calm, very just sipping. Yeah, and then when somebody showed up, Nikki, and started making drinks for everybody, that's when the decibel level went out of control.
The party has arrived. I was like, oh, you guys are sweet. Oh, everybody looks so nice right now. Just wait till I'm done with you.
Yeah. I woke up yesterday like I got hit by a truck. Mm-hmm. Not good. But here we are. Welcome to a brand new week. It's a short week for us. We're here today and tomorrow, and then we're going to take a few days off, and the party continues. We're going to celebrate all week long. Yes, we know. I am. My birthday hasn't even happened. It's tomorrow, so
that's
I'm ready.
Right.
All right, well, let's get this thing started. Of course, Ghostbusters coming your way about 6:45 this morning. We'll get you caught up on everything that happened over the weekend and the dirty on the 30. But, I don't know, I woke up feeling some type of way. I want a little Blackstreet and Dre. Can you give me that beat? Play for me? Just, there we go. A little No Diggity to get us started. Good morning, Bay Area. Hey, sorry, I don't want to interrupt.
Big Bay Mornings is on.
Yeah! 99.7 now.
Good morning, Bay Area. Happy Monday. Thanks for waking up with Big Bay Mornings. It's so funny because we're off the air just still recapping the Big Bay Mornings barbecue on Saturday / birthday celebration for me. And there's just so many details that we don't remember. Like one person remembers this and the rest are like, no, that didn't happen. And I think at least Greg, Nikki, and I remember the most out of anyone else. Like my wife, Vanessa, doesn't remember much. Bridget, Art's girlfriend, doesn't remember much. And Art, I think you said after 1 p.m. you don't remember anything.
Anything. I have a list of questions. Yeah, first of all, I want to know what happened to my belt. Why don't I have my belt on anymore? I lost it somewhere.
So, as you know, if you listen to this show, well, all of us, right? We could be super loving and nice and, oh, everything's great. And then we just start screaming at each other. That's Art in real life. So Art is like,
yeah.
He was like chasing me around, like hugging me, holding me, like loving me, kissing me.
Yes.
And then you.
Yes.
You were. Which
there
you
was
were.
A lot of, yeah.
Not COVID friendly, by the way, buddy.
Oh, okay.
And then at one point, you take your belt off. Mm-hmm. Your leather belt, and you start whipping me. You try to hit me in the thigh with it. I'm like, bro, what are you doing right now? And then, like, I just saw him. He just got mad all of a sudden. So then I matched you. I had a leather belt on, too. I took my belt off, and then we had a belt war. We were whipping each other. It was crazy.
And then Greg and I are standing there watching these two frat boys spank each other with their belts, going, what is happening now?
That's why I don't let straight guys in my house at all. That's what it turns. Well, straight and bi.
So, yeah, your belt is somewhere at Greg's house still.
Okay.
Next question.
I heard a story about there was ice cream in the microwave.
I found somebody, we think it was Benny. We've narrowed it down to either Benny or Mark. But somebody put a thing of ice cream in the microwave. So on Sunday morning when I was cleaning up, I opened the microwave and there was a very warm milkshake in my microwave. And I'm like, okay, somebody put it in there and then forgot, you know, to soften it up, I guess, and then just forgot that it was in there. So it stayed in there all night.
So I think it was Benny, because I remember us being in the kitchen and we were talking about your cake, because Greg, you got Benny a cake that said happy birthday Chad on it. Benny, you and I were eating sweets at one point. I was eating the brownies and I remember
there was
you
brownies?
Yes, there were brownies. Art, you missed everything.
Oh my God.
Art, you were there, but you really weren't. And then I remember Benny opening the little freezer drawer, and then I was finding the ice cream and I was eating the brownies because I think we were gonna put the ice cream on the brownies.
A little a la mode. Yeah, I believe that. That would have been my move. I went for the ice cream. I'm just going through all of Greg's.
Yeah.
I went through every cupboard, the fridge, the freezer. But I don't remember putting it in the microwave. But
see,
I mean,
I wasn't facing you.
No, you obviously don't remember putting it in the microwave because you never took it out.
How?
Wow. You just left it in there.
I remember gambling with a deviled egg that was out for like 8 hours. I remember sitting looking at these eggs for hella long. You know, there's mayo in there, and I'm like, should I do it? These eggs have been baking in the sun all day. And, you know, it's like 10 p.m. at this point, and I did it. I put down like more deviled eggs.
Benny was talking about those damn eggs as soon as I got there. He's like, I don't know about these eggs just being out here like this. Next thing you know, he was eating them. I'm like,
The one thing that we did, and I think Nikki and I did this, but it made no difference. We packaged up the food. So we put everything in Tupperware at the end of the night, but we didn't put any of it in the refrigerator. So it was all packaged into containers very nicely, but we never bothered to turn around and put them in the refrigerator. No. So I don't know why we bothered packaging the food up if we weren't going to refrigerate it.
But
so it all had to go in the trash.
Greg, you did go above and beyond with the spread. I mean, you had so much food. He had, like I said, the deviled eggs. He had bacon. You had pigs in a blanket. Oh, we had ribs. We had macaroni salad, black-eyed peas. Mm. We had so much food.
There was a ton. I wanted you to taste black-eyed peas.
I loved it. Oh, for sure. Yeah, and that was the problem with Art. You didn't eat anything. What I saw you eat was a dry piece of broccoli, which I'm like, what are you doing, dude?
Well, he grabbed the broccoli. The only thing that he kept eating, and he put them in his pocket, those pigs in a blanket. He was grabbing like 10 of them at a time and carrying them around in his pocket and then eating them one by one.
I mean, honestly, this is all news to me that there was even food there.
Yeah, you had ceviche as well. Benny, you and Vanessa brought ceviche, right? At one moment, the girls are talking to each other, very close to each other's faces. I'm eating ribs, watching Greg and Mark in the kitchen. I don't know where you were, and I'm sitting there just like, this is good food. I don't know about the rest of y'all, but you might want to eat because it's going to be a long night.
It was. It was so fun. Oh, my gosh. Let's do it again next weekend.
I'm ready. Wait, what? I'm hosting. Come over, Benny.
We need at least 6 months off. We need 6 months off. Listen to Benny's voice. You can't have that voice every week.
Yeah, sorry, everybody. I have to deal with it. It's my party girl voice today. Anyway, we'll still get through it. We have your Dirty on the 30 next. Tributes pour in for DMX over the weekend, including some funny stories about his strange connection with the Golden Girls. We'll talk about it next in your Dirty on the 30. How about a little Outkast, The Way You Move on Big Bay Mornings?
Are you ready?
And now, Dirty on the 30.
Headlines.
First off, I blame my Big Bay Mornings family for my party girl voice this morning. It was a wild weekend.
As I said in my Instagram post, thank God your birthday happens but once a year.
Exactly.
All right, let's jump into some headlines. Georgia has now become the third state to shut down the use of the Johnson & Johnson vaccine after people reported adverse side effects. Colorado and North Carolina, they have suspended the use after similar issues. The CDC is investigating, but they say they have not found any reasons for concern and have not told any states to officially shut down the use of the vaccine.
And didn't they say they're going to start pulling Johnson & Johnson out of the Bay Area soon?
90%, yes. Mm-hmm. Pfizer gang, baby. That's how we roll over here.
That's right, Pfizer.
You better throw up your set.
Remember, we are 3 days away from California expanding eligibility to anyone 16 and older. The National Guard was deployed overnight to the Minneapolis suburb of Brooklyn Center after a night of protests after a 20-year-old black man was shot and killed by police yesterday. A curfew has been set in place. Schools in the area have moved back to online, and at least 20 businesses have been looted.
Wow.
I mean, keep in mind, tensions are already running high in Minneapolis, right? We're halfway through the trial of Derek Chauvin and George Floyd's death.
It's just incredible how this stuff just keeps happening.
And it is time to dig through your closet and find those baggy jeans because...
I saw this. No.
It's official, baby. Skinny jeans are out. The baggy jeans are in. This according to the CEO of Levi's.
No, not for me. I'm thick down below. I ain't putting on those baggy jeans.
He's showing it all off.
Yeah.
He said that all signs point to this being the beginning of a new denim cycle. Skinny jeans, they ruled for about a decade, but now we're moving to those looser, wider legs for both men and women. And I say hallelujah because I cannot fit in any of my jeans right now, and I am ready.
You can get back to those FUBUs or whatever they're called.
Sass
Fantasy Sports.
Latin rapper Bad Bunny was damn good at WrestleMania Saturday night, impressing fans and critics alike with high-flying jumps and advanced wrestling moves in a tag team victory over his new nemesis, The Miz.
Get some, Bunny!
Bad Bunny is about to get some, Booker. This is your WrestleMania moment, Bad Bunny.
Bunny's going to go up to the top rope. Oh, a centipede
splash.
Bunny's fly.
Yes, they do. Bunny's fly, or at least they do now. They're calling this the greatest celebrity wrestling appearance of all time. He was good. He was doing moves. He was doing, like, the suspendplex, or I don't know what these things call. What the hell they call?
Is that like Soul Cycle?
The Spiroplex. I don't know. He was flipping people around.
Reminds me of Art Saturday at your house, actually.
Oh, yeah.
Bring it, baby.
He was the one being suplex, though.
Art, yeah, suplex. That's what it's called. Suplex. And Bad Bunny, the only thing I'll say about him is he needs a better outfit. I don't really dig his wrestling outfit. We need to go shirtless, Bad Bunny.
Woo!
And things just keep getting stranger in the Tiger Woods wreck case. According to the police report obtained by TMZ, an empty, unlabeled pill bottle was found near Tiger's wrecked SUV. What? Why are we just finding this out now? And he was somewhat combative when first responders tried to treat him at the scene of the high-speed car crash. He also told them at the accident that he thought he was in Florida at the moment.
Whoa.
Uh-oh.
And the Giants swept their home opening series this weekend over the Rockies. Now they have a 6-3 record. And after an 0-6 start to the season, the A's bounced back a little bit. They have now won 3 of their last 4 games. That's all I got for Sassy Sports. But you know what I always say?
If they're playing with balls, I'm all over it.
Entertainment Report.
Last Friday, the world lost one of the most influential people in hip-hop. DMX passed away at the age of 50, and during his time here, he has touched so many lives. Fans and celebrities have been sharing their moments from DMX, and there have been clips that have been going online, but this one in particular, Greg, I think you'll love. While doing an interview on the show Hot Ones in 2017, Gabrielle Union says, did you know DMX loves the Golden Girls?
Oh, I did not know that.
Yes, he loved the Golden Girls. So then she shared the moment where she would have to go to his trailer while they were shooting the movie Cradle to the Grave. And when she would go there, DMX would say, Gabrielle Union, you need to watch the Golden Girls with me. This ish is funny. And they would hang out every day on set and laugh hysterically. And they bonded over the Golden Girls.
I didn't know I had such a strong connection to DMX until now.
You guys were right, and you already saw this coming. Prince Harry arrived in the UK yesterday, 2 days after the death of his grandfather, Prince Philip, without Meghan Markle.
I told y'all she wouldn't be there.
Yeah, but she has the best excuse. She's pregnant.
Yes.
That's what she said, right? Yeah, it's a great excuse.
Yes, she is
pregnant.
Pregnant
women don't fly at all. They don't go anywhere. If she's on bed rest, okay, but...
Well, the doctors did tell her that it's not good for her to travel. She is getting ready to have her second child, so she will not be there. And yes, Greg, you were right. And HBO has developed a new series that I believe everyone on Big Bay Mornings will be a fan of. They have come out with a reality competition show inspired by Magic Mike.
Oh.
No way.
Uh-huh.
Best strippers.
It's going to be called The Real Magic Mike. And it's going to feature 10 men who have lost their magic. They'll work out, learn routines, and compete for their chance.
God. So they're not going to be hot. They're going to be trying to get hot.
Well, they'll get there eventually, Greg. They're going to be fighting for the chance to perform Magic Mike Live on stage show in Las Vegas. But Channing Tatum is on board as a producer. Now, I don't know if he's going to be on screen, but he's definitely on board for the project.
Now, these guys going to look like Chris Farley in that skit from Saturday Night Live.
Yeah.
The dirty dancing thing.
That is your dirty on the 30.